Measures: circular economy. Waste separation and recycling reduce both raw material consumption and greenhouse gas emissions and make an important contribution to protecting our climate. Take, make, waste, extraction of raw materials, production of short-lived products, disposal as waste, is often the principle of our current economic system. The increasing global demand for products and goods is leading to a growing increase in resource consumption and subsequently in the volume of waste, and is pushing the Earth to the limits of its carrying capacity. More than 2 billion tons of waste are produced worldwide every year. This could fill around 822,000 Olympic swimming pools. The circular economy breaks new ground in terms of production and consumption and is also firmly anchored in the UN Sustainable Development Goals. From old to new. Recycling is nothing new. Even in ancient times, for example, scrap metals were melted down and reused. Mankind extracts or produces raw materials, oil, metals, wood, every day, and uses them to manufacture goods and commodities that we need. However, raw materials are only available in limited quantities, which is why we should use them sparingly. Recycling means that waste is transformed into new raw materials through various processes, thereby protecting nature and the environment. Large quantities of greenhouse gas emissions and energy can be avoided through recycling, particularly in the areas of plastics and metal. It is true that energy is also consumed in the collection and processing of waste. However, the amount of energy required for this is significantly smaller than that for newly extracted raw materials. What makes a circular economy so climate-friendly? Resource conservation. By reusing and recycling materials, natural resources are conserved. This reduces the need for raw material extraction and reduces environmental impact. Product design. Products should be designed to last longer and be easily repaired or reused. Product life cycle. A product can be almost completely recycled at the end of its life cycle, or the raw materials it contains can be recovered. In addition to raw materials, this intelligent product utilization also saves large amounts of energy and water use. Waste reduction. By avoiding waste and reusing materials, the amount of landfill waste is reduced. This helps to reduce pollution and emissions. Sharing models, sharing products and resources, such as car sharing or lending libraries, reduces the need for new purchases and encourages the use of existing resources. Economic opportunities. The circular economy creates new business opportunities and jobs in recycling, repair, and resource recovery. Savings. If the highest possible recycling rates could be achieved worldwide, almost 3 billion tons of CO2 could be saved. Overall, climate protection and the circular economy are crucial approaches to achieving sustainable development.